praying in the spirit. Of course, you must have heard about praying in the spirit or being in the spirit. Like, you know, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. All right. What does all of that mean? Well, today we are concentrating on praying in the spirit. All right. To pray in the spirit means actually to pray by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. It means to pray by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, or by the unction of the Holy Ghost, or by the utterance given by the Holy Ghost. Okay, that's what it means to pray in the spirit. It means that when you are doing the praying is coming by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, or it's coming by the unction of the Holy Ghost, that's the anointing. Or it's coming by utterance supplied by the Holy Ghost. And I want to show you, maybe we should look at something, because the Bible does say that we should pray in the spirit. It says we should pray. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 18. Ephesians 6, 18. It says, praying always with all prayer. Now, the word all prayer there means all manner of prayer, all kinds of prayer. It says you should pray always. Mark the word, always, always, with all manner of prayer and supplication, all kinds of prayer that you're going to do. He says, do it always in the spirit. So important. In the spirit. In the spirit. Okay? And watch it thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always with all manner of prayer in the spirit. All kinds of prayer in the spirit. And I will explain that shortly. I've already told you to pray in the spirit means to do it under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, or to do it by the unction of the Spirit. Or now, Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit, I may be using these interchangeably. It means the same thing, one and same thing. King James calls the Holy Spirit Holy Ghost. But of course, that's old King James English. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We know that the Holy Spirit is not a ghost, but King James calls him Holy Ghost. But it refers, all right, anywhere you see that in King James, refers to the Holy Spirit, one and same thing. Glory to God. Good. All right. So I said all manner of prayer in the spirit. And like I've said, to pray in the spirit means to pray by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. That means you are inspired of the Holy Ghost. The inspiration is coming from the Holy Ghost. Now, with what I just said, it should give you a clue, letting you know that not all prayer is done by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And that's why it can be tiring when you're praying without the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And it's good to start out that way, because you can't stay somewhere and be waiting for the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Of course, there's a way you can make the inspiration come, and I may touch that today. Okay. However, not every prayer do you pray with the inspiration of the Holy Ghost or by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And that's why sometimes when you're trying to pray, if that inspiration has not come, it becomes boring and like a burden at the beginning. It's like you're doing some work at the beginning. Okay, that's because it's not by inspiration. When you have inspiration for something, it becomes sweet and easy, right? Sure. Even if it's a song you have an inspiration for, it will be flowing freely. I mean, for those of you that write songs now, and maybe you have inspiration, even prophecy. When you're giving prophecy, the Bible says it's inspired utterance. It must come by the inspiration of the Spirit of God. Otherwise, it will be like fake. Now, there's a difference between prophecy and when you receive a word from God. I hope you know the difference. You know, many times we use it a lot. We say prophecy, oh yeah, give your prophecy. But it's not the same thing. Hope you know. We just use prophecy generally. Maybe another day we'll deal with that. Glory to God. All right, now. So, to pray in the spirit can simply be put this way. It means to pray under the influence of the Holy Ghost. The simple way to simplify it. To pray under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Okay. So, Jude chapter 1 verse 20. Let me portray this. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. He's talking about praying in the spirit. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. Now, there are two ways to pray in the spirit. Maybe I should begin to talk about that now. There are two ways to pray in the Spirit. To pray under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, or it might be that you're praying under the unction of the Holy Spirit, or you are praying by the utterance of the Holy Spirit, or you can even pray under the all these three together at the same time, is praying in the Spirit. And there are three ways, there are two ways to do that. Number one is to pray in the Spirit, or it's to pray by the inspiration of the Spirit, or unction of the Spirit, or by the, what's the third one? Inspiration, unction, utterance of the Spirit in a known tongue, in a known language, in a language that you know. You're praying in the Spirit, but is in a language that you know. And usually, that will mean praying the Word of God. When you are praying the Word of God, you are praying in the Spirit, but in a language that you know. Okay? It's by the inspiration of the Spirit. It might not be by the inspiration of the Spirit. It may not qualify because you may not have the inspiration to pray the Word of God. Okay? And it may be by inspiration. Okay? If that is not it, then unction. You may have an unction to pray so, or you may not have the unction. If that is not it, but the third one will surely be there. Utterance. The Word of God is the utterance of God, right? So, praying the Word of God, praying the utterance of the Spirit. That's the first one. In a known language. A language that you know, English or Yoruba or Igbo or Hausa, whatever language you speak. You are praying the Word of God. For instance, when you're praying something like this, maybe you just, you know, one time, the man of God, Kenneth E. Hagin, talked about how a lady came to their house early in the morning, knocking on the door. And Kenneth E. Hagin, you know, came out of bed to see this woman, thought something serious had happened, and sat with the woman and said, okay, all right, now you woke me up from sleep. What's the matter? The woman said, I'm here just to let you know that you need to pray with me. All right, she said, why? He said, why? She said, because I feel like I'm no longer born again. This is why you woke me up from sleep. You feel like you're no longer born again? She said, yes. I don't feel like I'm still born again. I woke up this morning feeling very dry and down. Then the man of God had to educate her. You see, you must be educated in spiritual things too. Many of God's children are not educated in spiritual things. You can educate your mind. You can educate your brains. But then you have to learn to educate your spirit. Your spirit must be educated. In other words, trained in spiritual things. Because you wake up in the morning feeling dry does not mean that you're still not born again. Even when you feel so down, when you feel like a worse sinner, like you look at yourself and say, I'm the worst sinner in the whole world. I don't even feel like it. It does not mean that you're still not born again. That's just your feelings. You're still born again anyhow. You see that? But then, if you are this person that loves feelings, then there's a way you can make your feeling comply. Do you understand? And that's when you're filled with the Spirit of God. You're filled enough. Your feelings will get it. Now, when you're filled with the Spirit of God, I don't mean when you have the Holy Spirit, you receive the Holy Spirit. No, that's not what I'm talking about. The Bible does talk about being filled with the Spirit, okay, every day. Apart from the first time that you receive the Holy Ghost, and I'll leave that for another day because that's also a little bit controversial. But then, after that time, all right, every day of your life, according to the Bible, you are supposed to be filled with the Spirit. And what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? It means a steering. Where that Holy Spirit, His presence, fills your inner being again. It's like you're steering something that is settled. You're steering it. I often use something like this. How many of you, of course, you must have seen an insecticide, the one you use to kill the cockroaches, okay? Now, when you shake it, it saturates the whole, I don't know whether that's the right word, because this is gas now, gaseous substance. It saturates the whole container, and then when you try to press it, you see the force with which it will come out. Why? Because you just saturated it. That's the same way. You might have a substance settled somewhere, but when you shake it together, like your Coca-Cola too, when you shake Coca-Cola and you try to open it, you see how it will, or wine, it's not wine, alcohol, the one they say they are popping, something, okay? So, do you get that? That's what it means to be filled with the Spirit, and God wants us to be filled every day like that. You see how that thing overflows? That's how God wants you to be filled with the Spirit to overflowing. When you are filled with the Spirit, your body will get it. We know you are filled. Your spirit too will get it. The way you act will be different. And according to God's instruction, you are supposed to be filled with the Spirit every day. Not sometimes. As a Christian, if you're going to live a life of the Spirit, a life that is not carnal, you must be filled with the Spirit every day. Otherwise, you will do things during the day that you will surprise yourself. You will now be wondering, am I still born again? Why? Because you are not filled that day. You're supposed to be filled with the Spirit again and again. Okay, it's in Ephesians. It's actually in the book of Ephesians. It says, be being filled. Fifth chapter. It says, be being filled with the Spirit. Be being filled. Glory to God. All right, let's just go ahead here on this. Okay. So, I'm talking about praying by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, auction of the Holy Ghost, utterance of the Holy Ghost in a language that you know. And that would be praying the Word of God. Praying the Word of God. When you said you woke up and you felt dry, there is a way you can do it. There are two ways. But the first one is the one I'm telling you now. Where you can be filled with the Spirit and your feelings will comply. Begin to speak the Word of God. For instance, if you feel like you are dirty, there are times like that you may feel like you're dirty. You just woke up, you feel like you're dirty. And there are several reasons why you may feel like you're dirty. Okay, what do? Talk the Word of God about you. Begin to pray the Word of God. Father, I give you praise. I thank you, Lord. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's the powerful one. You're praying this. You're talking to God. Say, Father, I give you praise. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. At the beginning, you may not feel anything, but something will begin from your spirit. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father, for cleansing me from all unrighteousnesses. I thank you, Lord, for lifting me. I thank you for lifting me to your realm. I give you praise, Father, for making me holy. I give you praise. You're talking like this. What are you doing? You're praying the Word of God. When you start, you can try it. And I know exactly what I'm talking about. When you start out, you may not feel like something is happening. But as you continue, you begin to be filled in your spirit. You're being filled in your spirit. Why? That's because you are praying in the Spirit. That's what you're doing. Say hallelujah. Let's read something on that. Acts chapter number 4, verse 23. Acts chapter number 4, verse 23. You know, this is called educating you in spiritual things. If you don't understand these things, you will struggle with your Christian life. You struggle with your Christian life, and then you will wonder. Sometimes you feel spiritual, some other time you not feel spiritual. You now be wondering, why is he always like this, up and down? I don't feel spiritual now, I feel spiritual the other time, and so on and so forth. It's because your spirit needs to be educated on how to live the Christian life, to live the spiritual life. There is a way you live the... Listen, just like you know, there's a way you live the human life. They always taught you that. If a baby was on the ground, it's gotten to a particular stage where he's supposed to be walking now, and he's not walking. You train that child. You can't keep crawling. The human life does not crawl. You understand? You may start out that way, but you are not going to continue. So what are you going to do? You lift that child. It's now time to begin to walk. All right? You are trying to train the child in the human life. Now, while you're training that child at the beginning, it will look funny. Because it will be falling. Sometimes. You say, okay, now, come. The child goes like this, goes like that, and falls. Now, you don't give up and say, oh my goodness, this is not a human being. I'm not sure. This one. No, you don't do that. What do? You keep training. And then the legs will become stronger and stronger. And before you know it, he starts running around now. Hey, lift that water. Come on. You want to catch the same child that you train. He's running like that. He has mastered it. So the same thing in spiritual, you have to master, you have to be trained on how to take your steps. And then you master it. There's something called mastering levels in this realm. If you don't master, you will remain a babe forever. When some things happen, as a Christian, you should know what to do. You should know how to deal with it. You should just know. And then you move on. Those are the ones that are called the fathers. They pass certain level. They understand some things, some principles. They know how to put them to work. They are not shaking about certain things. It's you are saying, how are we going to solve this problem? For the father is calm. Why? He knows the same old principle will work. He puts it to work and gets the result. Say hallelujah. All right, look at this sweet one. Acts chapter number 4, verse 23. Acts chapter 4. Look at this. These are the apostles now. They had been threatened. They had been beaten. Okay? And they had been warned. They say, in your life, if you preach that message again, you'll be dealt with. Okay, so the Bible says, I'm being let go. They let them go now. They went to their home company. Do you have a company? They have a company that they went to. Some people don't have. Or the kind of company they have are the ones that they are dumb. They have a company. So when something happens, you should have your own company. You should have this group of people that you go to and say, man, we need to pray and change this thing. That's your company. You see what they did? They went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. They went to gather brethren and say, brethren, you are my company. See, this is what they said, though. And then what happened? They started mourning with them, sympathizing with them, and say, so those people are very wicked. That's how they are. That's what some people's company do. And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voice to God. When they heard the report, they lifted up their voice. They believed in God. You understand? They have faith in the power of God, in the power of prayer. This is a good company. This is where you belong in. Not the ones that will help you get deeper in the mess, get deeper in fear. You see? Not the ones that will let you know that Nigeria is very bad. That's how Nigeria is. It's very bad. Things are getting bad. In fact, the way I'm planning to fly away. Okay, to where? Anywhere. Let me just leave Nigeria. Anywhere. Not a good one. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God. Hey, to the first sentence. Thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. What are they praying? They're praying in the spirit. This is praying the word. Praying the word. Next verse. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said. You see, this is the word. Old Testament, they are bringing those words back now. Why did the heathen rage? You see that in Psalms. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Next verse. The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. They didn't say against us. Against the Lord and against. So when somebody is fighting me, he's fighting Christ. Hey, listen. When Paul encountered Jesus, at that time he was going to persecute Christians. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, Paul, why do you persecute me? Jesus didn't say, why are you persecuting my people? Why do you persecute me? Because in the realm of the spirits, I and Jesus, we are hooked up, we are one. Say hallelujah. That's oneness. So you see, you don't have to bother yourself when somebody says he's coming to fight against you. Just relax, say, all right, no problem, you're coming to fight against Christ. Come. Glory to God. So that's what they are saying. So they have this knowledge. For of a truth, against thy only child, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. Next verse. Next. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Next verse. They are still praying to God. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Look at their threatenings. And grant unto thy servants that with all... They were threatened from preaching. They said, grant unto that. They didn't say, Lord, cover us, hide us. That's what we need now at this moment. Protect us. They said, grant unto thy servant that with all boldness, we want more boldness, they may speak thy words. Oh, glory to God. I love this. Can you see this? Can you see how these ones lived? These disciples of Jesus? They were ready to preach the gospel anyway. Unstopped. Without considering circumstances. This is how God's missionary should live. Next verse. By stretching forth thy hand to heal. You see? And that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child. You know, it's like somebody, you are threatening somebody and saying, if you don't stop this thing you're doing, we'll deal with you. And the person is praying to God and say, Father, I want to do much more. That's what they're doing. I want to do much more. Next verse. Next verse. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. After they had prayed this kind of prayer, praying in the Spirit, they were filled. Every time you pray the word of God, you'll be filled. That's what I was trying to tell you. When you felt dry at the beginning, as you prayed in the Spirit, you'll be filled. After they prayed, they were filled. And, oh God. And they speak the word of God with boldness. Did you notice that the Holy Spirit recorded their prayer as one? There were many there, but the Holy Spirit recorded their prayer as one. Because when they were praying, what God heard was oneness. They may have used different words, but their desire was one. Say hallelujah. That's so important. That's so important. All right, so this is the first one, praying in a known language. The second one is praying in an unknown language. Now, this second one is the one that has many people, it has become so popular when we talk about praying in the Spirit. So every time you hear praying in the Spirit, people say, okay, now let's begin to pray in the Spirit. And we do say that a lot. And that's not wrong, because it's also a form of praying in the Spirit. When you pray in tongues, in an unknown language, that's also praying in the Spirit. The first one is in a known language. This one is in an unknown language. That's praying in the Spirit also. But I don't want you to always see praying in the Spirit as being only praying with tongues. Okay? It's just the second part. All right. When you pray by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, or unction, or utterance in an unknown language, is called also praying in the Spirit. Now, this time around, it's not just tongues. There are several other ones. But let me see if I can show you just two today. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, reading from the second verse. And can you pray in the Holy Ghost right now in tongues? Go ahead and pray in tongues now. If you do pray in tongues, okay? Pray in tongues. There's a reason. Open your spirit. Pray in tongues now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, spiritual things, you must learn to take them seriously. No instruction in the Bible concerning our spiritual life is for joke. It may make sense, it may not make sense. And usually, spiritual instructions don't usually make sense. The Bible reveals that they are foolishness to the natural man, because they are spiritually understood. But don't ever take them for granted. There are people who have wasted their lives by just taking simple burden in their spirit. It looks so simple. But it's the Spirit of God putting that burden. And the Bible reveals that God does that. Puts burden in your heart to pray, and you ignore it. You may not get the opportunity again, but you have messed something up about your life. Spiritual things, they don't make sense usually to the natural mind. And that's why many times we ignore them. But you should be smart enough to begin to train yourself to accept them the way they are and to put them to work in your life every time without tiring. One of such foolish sounding instructions is praying with tongues. For many people, it's foolish. Because what are you saying? You don't even know what you're saying. How can you be praying it? And you say you are praying. You spent a whole hour, 1 hour, just speaking what you don't know. And you think that you prayed. You think so. And you think you will get an answer. Ah, you have wasted your time. Now you see, the natural mind is talking. Let me show you what the Bible says about it. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue is called unknown. First, is an unknown tongue because he's not known. That's why you have unknown there. Speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men. Something else to pick. You are not speaking to men. So, is not, you shouldn't be bothered about somebody hearing you or not. They don't understand what I'm saying. No, he says you're not talking to them. You're not talking to men. Now, if you are also a man, now and you understand man refers to both gender, you are not speaking to yourself too. He says you're speaking to one. Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. How can you speak with, speak to God in a language that is on? Well, he gave that language to you. So whatever you'll be saying in that language, he will hear you. He will understand. Why did he give you that language? Now, you have to understand that there is praying with tongues as a praying language. That's what we are dealing with now. And then there is the speaking with tongues. And that's something else. Okay, now, praying with tongues, speaking with tongues as a praying language. God gives that to every Christian. In fact, if you don't speak with tongues, he has given it to you. You didn't just take it. As a Christian. God gave that to you to communicate with him. Why? You will see that down the line now. Let's read this on. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. So you shouldn't seek to understand him. This guy that speaking with tongues, you should not seek to understand him. Albeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Can you see that? Mysteries. He's supposed to be mysteries. The Greek word is mysterion. It means coded things. It means secrets. Hidden secrets. When you are speaking with tongues like that, your spirit is the one that is praying. Oh God. Verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, builds himself. Oikodomio, Greek word. It means to build yourself. It means to charge yourself. It means to construct yourself. It means to oh God. Say hallelujah. Just thinking about it alone. Do you ever wonder why some Christians are on fire? Some are very hot. You wonder. And others are very cold. This is the difference. Christians who pray with tongues often, there's this fire around them that they carry. And this thing I'm saying, you can bank it. You can go and make your research. I knew how I was before I started praying with tongues. And I know how it has helped me greatly. I would not be here if not for praying with tongues. I would not be here. That's just, you see, I tell you all the time, the Holy Spirit is the secret of my life. These utterances that he has given, And with it, as long as I have it, I will always be a champion. Because I'm not going to, you see, so you can have something and you're not using it. But I learned to use mine. I learned to use mine. Let me show you that from the NLT. Before we go to NLT, go to 14th verse, same book, 14th verse. I'm going to say something about tongues shortly, so just hang on. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Is not my head, is my spirit. So when you pray with tongues, is your spirit that is praying. What is your spirit? Your spirit is the real you. Your body is not you. Your spirit is you. In the scriptures, when God addresses you anywhere in the Bible, he refers to your spirit, the real person. That's your spirit. Man is a spirit, not the body. When a man dies, the body drops. Because that's just a case. or a casing. Okay, it becomes a waste. The real man is not there. And it's one of the things that I used to console myself. When a loved one passed away, any loved one, you know, when I'm there, I just console myself, because while they are carrying that thing and they are weeping and somebody is eating the chest, I say, no! I think in my heart, he's not there. You know, a great man of God passed away, and while I was watching the whole scene, while they carried him in that casket, oh, I was touched! It was emotional. But then I thought to myself, why? That man is not there. It's just the body. He's not there. He's somewhere else. Because the real man is the spirit man. He's the one that does whatever you're doing. He does it using your body as its expression. Looks through your windows. That's your eyes. Okay, and so on and so forth. Okay, so that one, that real you, is the one that is praying. When you pray with tongues, that's the one that is praying in this unknown tongue. This language, this prayer language given to you of God, when you are praying it, is your spirit that is praying. Tell me, there is no way you cannot be on fire. There is no way. Because that's what it means to be spiritual. For your spirit,
oh God.
You know what I'm teaching? I could be sleeping and teaching it. I can just be playing and be teaching it. You know why? Because that's where I live. That's my realm. When it comes to talking, speaking with tongues, I understand it so well because I've used it again and again, and I've seen results. And I will not stop with you. If you take everything from me and put me in a desert, tie my hands, tie my leg, leave my mouth, I will come out. He said, what will happen? Whatever we have to happen. If chariot of fire, we have to come down from heaven to take me out of there, because I'm not going to be quiet. Do you know the importance of your mouth? Something was about to happen to a great man of God that I love so much dearly. And 2 weeks before it happened, the Lord showed me in a vision. Something was going to happen to him that would ruin or would have ruined his ministry. But because he's a man of God that I love so much, so God prepared me, showed me in a vision ahead 2 weeks before. And then I saw the whole thing. I saw it. But what was that man of God doing when all of those things were happening? You see, before the thing came out in the news, it was already happening, but nobody knew. Only he knew with his family members and the rest. They knew. You see? And the Spirit of God knew. So I didn't read it anywhere in the news. I saw it in the vision. And that man of God, all the time this was happening, I saw that man of God, his mouth was moving in that vision. As they were throwing the arrow, his mouth was moving. I learned something from that. And everyone else involved were falling, because the arrows they were throwing were hitting them and they were falling. The arrows were hitting him. The arrows were falling off. The man's mouth was moving. These are spiritual wisdom. Do you understand? Some of you don't understand the importance of your mouth. You use it anyhow. This mouth could take you to the very top. I mean, it will, you know, when something is dodging all the enemies and it's going like this, your mouth could dodge everything and take you to the top. Before they open their eyes, you're already up. Why? Because on your way, you're talking.
I'll never be poor in my life.
So you see, pray with tongues. Do you know what that will do for you? Do you know what it will take care of? If you devote, it's my secret. I'm telling you now, it's one of my secrets. There are Christians who pray with tongues, but they don't do it often. And that's why the tongue has not grown. In the realm of the spirit, they say the same thing again and again. Kilaba, handegezo, kilaba, hangedezo, kilaba, hangedezo. For how many years now? He's been born again 5 years. Kilaba, handegezo, kilaba. One thing. And in the realm of the spirit, God is hearing it as the same thing. But then God made provision for something else, which I will talk about later on. You learn to grow. Do it often. Can you pray in tongues for 1 hour? Have you ever done it? Somebody say, ha, I can't do it though. I'll be tired. You will be. Have you ever done it for 30 minutes? And listen, when I don't really like talking about longevity of prayer, because I don't believe in all those crap. I don't believe in it. Well, I pray 12 hours. I pray 8 hours. I don't believe in all those things. No. I mean, I don't believe in preaching it and intimidating others. That's what I mean. You understand? It's not important saying some things. Teach them to be prayerful, which is important. But one time, you know, I shot myself in the rocks and I prayed 12 hours. When I came out, something burst open. Rubbish. Stop it. That's childish. Jesus wouldn't talk like that. The fathers up there, they don't talk like that. It's only us that we are just starting, that we like to intimidate everybody else. They will not say, man of God. Stop it. But I want to say this. You must pray with tongues abundantly. If you do it, if you speak with tongues, is one of the greatest tools that God has given to you. You don't just know. And for some others, they think that there is a level you get to in your life, in prayer, where tongues will now come out by itself. You are joking. When you would have prayed. Ah, do it now. Spirit, not you are joking. Listen, is a gift given to your spirit, an utterance from the Holy Ghost, is being given you to use. You can use it anytime. Now listen, it's different from the gift of tongues, diverse kinds of tongues, as in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's something totally different. I'm talking about tongues as a prayer language that the Spirit of God has given to you. It's an utterance of the Spirit granted you. And you activate it by faith, or someone lays hands on you. By yourself, you can pray with tongues. You can begin to pray with tongues. Or somebody lays hands on you for this thing to be activated. For lack of words, I use the word activated. Okay? And you don't joke with it. It's something powerful. Really powerful. It's called praying in the Spirit. Because that utterance is granted you by the Spirit. That's why when you are praying with tongues, your mind does not form it. It's not coming from your mind. It's coming straight from your spirit. Tongues is one thing that you can be praying and you can be thinking anything else. You can't be talking to someone about some things and then your mind is running everywhere else. Your mind will be involved in what you're saying somehow. But in tongues, when you're praying with tongues, you can be talking. And while you're talking, I mean, that tongues you are saying, they are sensible. Your mind is not there, but they are sensible to God. You understand? I can't be talking to you now in English and I'm saying things that make sense. And my mind is running around. You feel it in my words. You'll be like, what are you saying? The whole thing is not. Why? Because my mind is saying, oh, sorry, Daddy, what did I think? You see? Why? Because when you're speaking in a language, any language, your mind must be involved. Pray with tongues, your mind is not needed. He says your understanding is unfruitful. Where is understanding? In the mind. It's not needed. It comes straight from your spirit to your mouth. I don't have to think before speaking with tongues. I'm not talking about the tongues that you forge. It's not something that you have practiced over time. Suzuki, Yamaha, Suzuki, Yamaha, Suzuki, Yamaha, Suzuki, Yamaha, Suzuki, Yamaha. You practice that over time. So sometimes you may forget and you try to remember. Is this Sony I said the other day? It's Suzuki, okay. You see? But I'm talking about something that is giving you of the Spirit. Is in your spirit. The moment you think of it in a split second, it comes out. Now, all this one, I didn't plan to say. I don't know what I was going to say. It just came from my spirit. My mind is unfruitful in it. As I'm saying it, it comes to my mouth, then my mind is trying to catch up. Like, what's that? Is an utterance. That's why it's supernatural. If it's from God, then there must be some mystery to it. Anything that is supernatural must have some element of mystery in it. If you understand it all, it's not supernatural. Because it's coming from God, it must have some mystery. Say hallelujah. NLT. Second verse, symbol from NLT, New Living Translation, is Bible, but it breaks it down, speaks like your friend. Okay, so we won't pretend we don't understand what it's saying. For if you have ability to speak in tongues, so that is an ability granted you by the Spirit. Wow. So if you have that, you'll be talking only to God. Since people won't be able to understand you, you'll be speaking by the power of the Spirit. But it will all be mysterious. But you are speaking mysteries to God. Mysteries. The guy is on his knees. He's praying with tongues. Ask him, what are you saying? He may not know. The only thing he may be able to tell you is that my mind is on something. He may fix his mind on something while he's praying with tongues. What is his mind on? Well, his mind is on this project, but his mouth is praying with tongues. What are you saying, brother? I don't know. Except the Spirit of God grants him the interpretation. Not translation, interpretation of what he's praying. And that will come, that's God's revelation, to be revealed. We just know what I just prayed is this, to be revealed to him. If it's not revealed, it's as good to him as tongues, because he doesn't understand what he's saying. So you'll be there, but his mind is fixed on this project and he's praying with tongues. Who is he talking to? You? No, he's talking to God. He's speaking mysteries. He's releasing. Do you understand? This is between him and God, his Spirit and God. He's speaking mysteries. How do you now expect that project to flop? Every area of that project that would have flopped is being taken care of in tongues while he's praying. This is not some, listen, this, we are not just trying, we are not trying to play religion. I know there are fathers, our fathers and our mothers, who don't even take the day when you ask them to pray for you, but they are praying by themselves. Oh God, Father, why are you doing this? And you know how much I love you, how long I've been serving you. Why you are saying story? Those things are not, see, wrong code. Angels will just be saying, because you are just complaining. I've been serving you, you know, since I've been serving you, you will remain like that, just be complaining. Turn to tongues and do some tongues. The Bible says, while you're praying with tongues, you also pray in the tongues of angels. You pray in the tongues of men, and you find this in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse 1. You pray in the tongues of men and in the tongues of angels. There are times that you're praying with tongues that also you are giving instructions to them angels. They just take off. Bah! I don't understand something. I don't really understand it about my girl or about my boy, my son. Oh, I don't understand something about your lecture. This is your lecture. You don't understand. Something is wrong. You don't understand, but you are perceiving in your spirit. What do you do at that moment? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, what? What are you going to say? What do you know that you will say? You don't understand him. But when you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, praying with tongues now. Calobre in the sikedia, frande sozopra, sekeronte. You have this man in mind. You can understand why he's been misbehaving lately. You ask, he's not even telling you. Sir, what have I done to you?
He said, what do you mean?
Nothing. Get out of here. Get out. You don't understand. Is he lying? Is he saying the truth? Is something wrong? Is he hiding something from me? Did I offend him some way? Did somebody report me to him? And so on and so on. Leave all those stories. Brother, shut your doors and be by yourself. It's called Holy Ghost rising. And when you're doing it, guess what? The devil will try to get to you, to distract you away from it. He will bring you the beans that you ate yesterday. It was not sweet. The picture will come. You see why you're praying with us? Because this thing needs focus. While you're on that, it comes again. He says, go and check the door. You didn't lock the door. You didn't lock the door. Say, I locked the door. You didn't lock the door. I locked it up. You go there and say, hey, you see? I locked. You see? He's trying to distract you. While you're doing it, the devil will say, don't waste your time. You don't understand what you're saying. You mean all that time you spent it just saying what you don't understand? And you think that your prayer has been answered? Brother, right there, begin to laugh and speak more. Because it means that the devil is confused, he's under pressure, he's in trouble, and he's trying to get you out of this thing so that he can ease himself. Praying with tongues is not something you do maybe once in a while, maybe once a week. Some people, once in 2 days. After they worship, Adonai, we worship you. We worship you. That's the tongues. And you think that will be sufficient for the whole day? Let me teach you. Let me tell you what to do. When you wake up in the morning or whenever, worship God. Why are you worshiping God? God is enjoying the aroma. It's coming to him. After you have done, don't just say, Father, I give you praise. I thank you for everything. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. And now as we go. Amen. Amen. And you carry your things and go, all the angels will go like, this will not get the job done. There's something that is going to happen today. You don't know about it. So you can't pray it because you don't know about it. But the Holy Ghost knows. So when you're there after worshiping like that, begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. You begin to pray with tongues. After all, the utterance is supplied by the Spirit of God. While that utterance is coming, the Holy Ghost will be helping you out. Oh, say hallelujah. Let me show you more on this. Now, listen, this is so powerful that many Christians have cheated themselves out. I don't have that gift. I don't have it. You speak with tongues too? I don't have the gift. Some people get offended. They say, nowadays, every Christian now speak with tongues. They now see anything. They speak with tongues. He doesn't speak in tongues though. He doesn't know how to ask. Please, can you tell me how I can know how to speak with tongues? No. He gets angry, gets frustrated. He see everybody is now speaking with tongues. He see how the thing is common. The thing has become common. Meanwhile, God said it's just a gift for some people. Even if it's a gift for some, can't you take the gift? Let me show you something. Mark chapter 16, from the 16th verse. Let me show this to you. Anyone who believes, King James. Now, this was Jesus talking before he ever checked out of here. No, you know what I'm thinking? You think about you as a young man or young lady, as a student. And from now, you begin to create time where you Holy Ghost rise. Think about how you finish with your future before you even step in. You will finish. You know why some people are in the mess? When they were young, they were playing. The tongues, even those that speak, they didn't really speak it. You know how long I spent in tongues, praying with tongues as a student? You know how long? Listen, those things are powerful. The kind of my background, my life, it was messy. Not mercy, messy. And thank God I caught this revelation quickly. So I will shut myself in and I will be praying with tongues. Pray, 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 pray.
What was I praying about? My life. I was praying about my life. Praying about my life. Praying with tongues. In the name of Jesus. I look at where I came from. I looked at the circumstances. And I don't want to be like that. No, 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 no. And so I took it seriously. I will pray with tongues, pray with tongues. I'm different. I'm different. I'm the solution to the world's problem. I'm different. I'll be praying with tongues like this. Focus. Otherwise, listen, the same thing that pulled daddy down, it's coming for you. He said, but it was my own business. Okay. Be saying that. I've told you before, there is a law that works. That natural, it just works. There's a way it works. It's a mystery, but it's true. Such that it seeks to pull the children in the same direction of their parents. It's working. It's mystery. It's a mystery, of course, but it's true. Don't ignore it. It will just, you just notice that the same thing that your parents, when you get to a certain age, that they got to, you begin to, the same thing. Trends. And it's not going to change just because you said, I'm born again now. It's not going to, no, not just by that. You have things to do. The more you notice or you sense that you have these issues in your family, the more you should take this seriously. For some people, they don't need to pray in tongues too much. You say, but that guy does not pray in tongues too much. But look at him, he's flying. His family, do you know the kind of family? Family of reverend, pastors, evangelists. That's the lineage. But you, maybe the only person that managed to be is your daddy. A few of them there. Others don't believe in nothing. Your great-great-grandpa was a problem. A juju worshiper, he would shake bum-bum like this. What do you know? You were not there. And you now say, but that guy does not pray in tongues. No, no, no. Grace is covering us. My dear Grace, yes. But that's why God put this thing there. Because you have your life in your hands. And you can decide whether you want to be a success or not. God, listen, if you make the mistake in your mind that when you meet God, when you finally meet God, you ask him three questions. Number one, what were you looking when I was suffering on earth? Number two, you are wasting your time. You will be disappointed. Because when you get to face him, he will tell you, what? Everything you require to be all you want, I put it within you. What are you supposed to do? Discover the principles from the word of God. It's called the manual for your life. You search it out. Search it out. I just found this one. I'll put it to work. You see, you discover the principle and you begin to work them. That's how you climb. Let me show you this. He that believeth, Jesus talking. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Next verse. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Say signs. In my name shall they cast out devils. I love this first sign. If it's the only sign, it's enough. You mean we can, who? They that believe. Believe. Who are those that believe? Believers. He didn't say this sign shall follow deliverance pastors, deliverance ministers. Of course, there are those who are called for things like that. But every one of us is a demon chaser. Every Christian. Every child of God. It should be a sign. Do you understand? That are companies that follows you. You are going on your own and the sign is following you. That's do you understand? In other words, anywhere you enter, them demons ought to know that, our chaser has come. Do you get this? We don't have to anoint you with a bottle of oil first. I say now we anoint you to begin to chase out. No! Jesus anointed you. Glory! Hallelujah! And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Can you see the second one there? It's a sign that should follow you. In other words, when a Christian begins to pray, and it's praying with tongues, that's a believer. It's a sign. Jesus said it before he left. He said this. And you said, no, I don't still believe in tongues. Some people are very funny. For some, they believe the first one. Cast out devils, they say, yeah, yeah. Speak with new tongues, they say, no, no. In the same verse. I will never be ignorant. What am I trying to tell you? You know, we are discussing praying in the spirit. This is praying in the spirit. This is how to get job done in your life. Instead of complaining in the place of prayer, organizing English. You know, one day I even heard somebody say, when you want to face God, you want to talk to God. You go, God, you are supposed to prepare. If you are going to face the king, how do you want to prepare your speech? If you are going to face a queen, want to prepare your speech? A president, want to prepare your speech? Now, how dare you come to God without preparing your speech? Prepare your speech to talk to your father. You know, religion is terrible. And when they are preaching it, you will be feeling, it's true, I've disrespected God enough. Now you think about it. Maybe I'm seated somewhere and my son just comes and jumps on me. Will I say he has disrespected me? He came to play with me and he jumps on me like that. I say, oh, girl, come on, what do you want? That's a father. Now you think, you think, I'm just on my own. And you, as big as you are, you're bigger. You now came to jump. Ah, what's the matter with you? What kind of disrespect is this? That's what some people think. God is like. No, God is not that way. God, listen. The Bible says to the froward, he shows himself froward. To the clean, he shows himself clean. To the pure. Now listen. To those of you that think that God is a consuming fire, he shows himself as a consuming fire. To those who seem to be a loving father, he shows himself as a loving father. I have knowledge. Listen, this is the reason why some people, they always experience consuming fire around them. God is thinking. But others, in the same kingdom, we are in the same kingdom, but you are wondering, how come you are free like this? You enter the kitchen, you take rice, you serve yourself. In this same kingdom, you take chicken, you went for juice, and you put everything. But there is another child. He dares not go close. Hey, no, I don't want to go. I don't want father to beat me. You'll be surprised when daddy comes. You think you will beat that guy. We just rub his head. Oh, okay, you enjoyed yourself. That's good. You'll now be like, but it will be too late. I have knowledge. Pray in tongues a little, if you do. Kalabala, sonde brodo sige. Irando se pronde se kaste. Karabonde se kerusta bagase. Karabala sonde kisha. Hallelujah. Hold on, I've got to run because I want to round off soon. I want to round off now. Okay. Isaiah chapter 28. I just have two more scriptures to show you. And this is one of them now. Isaiah 28. If you're smart, you take what I'm teaching you seriously. Seriously. You have some time that you just sit by yourself. You are doing nothing. You are just thinking and thinking. You think of this one, you think of that one. All the ones that have offended you. Nonsense. Use that period to pray with tongues about your life. You are angry with yourself. Angry. Who put this thing here? He's not making you make progress. Isaiah 28. Let's begin from the 11th verse. Let's see this prophecy. For with stammering lips. Brothers and sisters, I want to bring you this word. Never you let it go. Learn to yield to the Spirit completely. Whether you understand what he's doing or you don't understand. Because there is no way you could ever understand all about the Spirit of God. No matter the revelation you get. The day you now understand all about the Spirit of God, you have become the Spirit yourself. Tamarind lips. You wonder sometimes why you're praying with tongues. You wonder why some your mouth is forming something. You can't understand what kind of tongue is this one. This thing is strange now. I'm not used to this kind of, you see. Or sometimes you're just repeating what? Ikedo, 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 ike, 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 ike. You say, makalabaya. What is it? You see, you are killing the, you know what the Bible calls it? Quench not the spirit. It is a working of the Spirit of God. You have to learn to yield. Learn to yield. Don't say, no, I will be the one to speak it. Holy Spirit, just leave me. Just, what is the matter? What kind of thing is this one? Stay there. Why? Maybe there is something in the realm of Ikeleboyo, Ikeleboyo that you are seeing. There is something there that the Spirit of God needs to fix, and He is not done yet. And you need to release more of such words. You understand? So you are there saying it. Continue until you have a relief. When you have a relief, you cannot move on. That means you're done with that one. But some people don't understand the way of the Spirit. If somebody is hearing me now, does it sound decent? What is ikala? Ika, ikaka, ika. You see, as you study, you see a large difference between those that understand the workings of the Spirit and those that only experience the workings of the Spirit. There's a difference. If you studied about the great man of God, Apostle Joseph Ayo Babalola, right? Is that the name? You notice, you discover that he experienced a lot of workings of the Spirit that he did not understand. But God graciously granted him things. Things that you never saw anywhere else. His life was a wonder. But if you ask him what's going on, he will say it's the workings of the Spirit. He didn't understand it. When someone like Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin, God took that one higher. As he was experiencing it, the Spirit of God was explaining. Jesus even visited him to bring the revelation. And that's how the body of Christ got to learn a lot of things now. He experienced it and understood it. And so there was a great difference. So he learned to cooperate. That other great man of God also cooperated. Of course he did. But I want to leave some things that I don't want to talk about. But Kenneth E. Hagin, with a perfect understanding, like the Bible says, perfect understanding of these things. He had a perfect understanding, so he knew how to cooperate. And he knew how to teach the body of Christ on how to cooperate. And there is always a great difference. When you understand how something works, you see, you understand how it works. You have this boldness. You can work it anytime. It won't be happening to you. You will be happening it. You understand? You won't just let it to be happening to you. It has just happened to me. That thing has happened again. No. There are times that you can make it happen. Understanding it. And that's what many Christians don't understand. They don't understand that you could pray with tongues at any time. So they are waiting for tongues to happen to them. Only once in a while. Carlos Sombre. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. Stammering lips. These are the acts, the workings of the spirits. The workings of the spirits. There are other times too that you may not be able to say anything. You can't just, you want to pray with tongues, but you're not saying anything. You can't see anything. Words are not coming out. The only thing that has taken you is the Spirit of God. That's what you're doing. But if you don't understand, that's also a working of the Spirit. You say, you see, you sweat it. But yet, that could have saved your life. It's called groanings. I'm coming. Let me finish with this. We have to visit that one. All right, that's the last scripture I want to show you. Okay, next verse. To whom he said, this is the rest. Praying with tongues is the rest. Studying the Hebrew, it also means peaceful. It means ease. There are times that you are trapped in your spirit and you shut your door and you begin to pray with tongues. You notice that by the time you are done, I mean truly done, I'm not talking about half job. That's half job.
I mean, when you are truly done, you'll be full of rest. Peace. Thank God I know this thing. This is how I hear. All the instructions I hear. Either about someone, about me, about the ministry. Praying with us. You see, all those who mentor me, they are those I have not met. They mentor me only on books, via books and TV. Of course I'll meet them. And the Lord stopped me and said, okay, now don't go around looking for people. Stay where you are. He stopped me. So how do I get to listen? You know, some people have the privilege. You have someone that will be telling you, do this. The person, the work is on the person. You just cross your leg and say, yeah, you tell me. Hello, you tell me. No, I don't have that privilege. So it's a tough training. So I have to listen to the Spirit of God for everything by myself. And so I have to do plenty of praying. There are times that you are not moving. You have to be there. Lord, tell me about this thing. Either on your face or on your knees. Kale Brahante, you have your book there. You have your pen there. At the beginning, it will look blur. You are not seeing anything. Your mind will be telling you something. Say, no, I know that's not it. You are just, no. When I pick it, I'll know. And you're there. Kale Goran, they say. All of a sudden, it's as though the veil is taken off. And the whole thing comes to you in full package. Ah, I got it. I got it. Yeah, glory to God. Woo! You are excited. Oh, I got it. And then you write it and nobody can talk you out of it. No demon. Because you got it. Do you understand? But if you don't pray with her, how do you get it? That's why you now say you have a fake message for yourself. Because the tongues is not long. If for people who don't pray at all, it's even trouble. Our Father, show me my wife, the bone of my bone. Show me, Father, show me, Father, show me, Father, show me. Elizabeth, 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 Elizabeth! It's coming up in your mind. You now go about pressurizing the sister, terrorizing her life. The Lord told me. I know what I heard. I heard Elizabeth 3 times. Carnality. But when you pray with tongues, you may not even hear it as voice. No, you may not. But you will hear it in your spirit. You know. I heard this thing. This is how to be spiritual, I'm telling you. So that you won't look at some people like, ah, ooh, spiritual up there. Listen, if you do the same thing, you'll be spiritual too. Very simple things. But the problem is Christians don't trust these things. They don't trust them. Simple things in the Word of God, they don't trust. Don't trust. You're praying with tongues and the devil is coming to tell you, why are you wasting your time? 30 minutes now passed. You didn't see anything in English. And you say you are praying for your uncle. You are wasting your time. You never mention even your uncle there. Do you have to? What do you mean you have to mention? You have to pause in Jesus' name. Amen. Uncle Clitos, it's you I'm praying for. You don't need all of that. You don't need all of that. Just be praying with tongues. Uncle Clitos will be formed in what you are saying. Leave that to the Holy Ghost. Just trust the workings of the Spirit. Trust it. Trust it. Like this one I just said now. Groanings. Ah. Do you know how powerful this is? This is something that the Spirit of God used to help you. Especially when your tongues are not long. When you say the same thing again and again, you have another advantage. That's groanings. I'm coming. Let's just finish this. I'll show you that. And this is the refreshing. Yeah, they would not hear. Refreshing. Praying with tongues refreshes us. Refreshes us. There are times that you don't feel like going nowhere. Maybe you've been busy. But you are there praying with tongues. You are refreshed again. Your strength comes back. Or maybe a bad news hits you. You pray with tongues. You are refreshed. Romans chapter number 8.
Let me show you what I've been talking about. From the 26th verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth. I love the Holy Ghost. He's our helper. Helpeth our infirmities. Now the word infirmity is there, not necessarily sickness. He's talking about weaknesses. Our weaknesses. You know, many times as you want to pray, you plan, I'm starting from 6 till 6 tomorrow morning. I'm not stopping. No. But you have weakness. Your body. Your body. There are times also that there's something that you need to settle. But while you are praying, the more you are praying with tongues, it's looking like it's not settled. You see? And yet your body is getting tired. What are you going to do? You have to rest. Won't I sleep? Won't I rest? The weakness. But the Bible says the Holy Ghost helps our weaknesses. How? For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Oh God. There are many times, of course, that you have the prompting to pray. You don't know what am I going to pray about? There's this body. What am I going to pray about? Suddenly, sorrow just hit your heart. You can't explain. What am I going to pray about? What? Hey, they just called you. Something has happened. And get, what am I going to? How am I going to attack the matter? What? Hey, the child is convulsing. They just rushed him to the hospital. Okay, what am I going to say? What caused the convulsion? What am I going to say? The Holy Ghost helps us. One time as a student, I was coming back from campus, you know, going to my room, you know. And on the way, I had this burden. I'd been singing worship, you know, as I was coming. I had this burden. And then the Holy Ghost took over. And then I found myself groaning. I couldn't continue. I had to, this bush path, I had to step aside somewhere. And I stayed there. Because I was thinking, what if I should forget it and I kill it? And the Bible says, quench not the spirit. And when you forget this and you kill it, you may not have that opportunity again. So what I did is, I stayed there. That bush path, forget it. Thank God it was night time. I stayed there, I just stepped aside, and I started groaning. I stayed there. Now, it could come different ways. For some people, you may even have things like, you may just find yourself laughing, but not serious laughter. You might just find yourself saying, ha, 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 ha. What I just did now is in the Word of God. When the Bible says stammering lips, the Hebrew word also means mockers. Like you are mocking someone. It also means to be silly. I told you, spiritual things don't make sense to the natural mind. How can somebody stay here and you know, you've been praying and all of a sudden, you can't pray again. An adult like you, are you a fool? The natural mind, that's what he's thinking. But something is happening. I couldn't go ahead. And I would just, you know, even sometimes it might just be, you may start out with tongues. You've started praying with tongues. All of a sudden, you can't go again. This thing overwhelms you. The Holy Spirit takes over from you. Now listen, there's a difference. When you pray with tongues, your spirit is praying. But when you begin to groan, it's not your spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that is now praying for you. It's a higher realm. When the Holy Spirit is praying for you there, what it does is it begins to use your body. Because it's not going to do it apart from you. He uses your body. He uses your vocal cord. And it's, let's look at it. It's right there. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. This is NKJV now. Good. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us. He does it himself. This is different from your spirit praying. When your spirit is praying, he's praying with tongues. And that's good. But when the Holy Spirit takes over, he does it himself with groanings, which cannot be uttered. Do you know what it means, uttered? No utterance. Articulate speech. You can't put it in words. But something is happening. You've seen some people like that. They're just as though they are feeling pains. It's the Holy Ghost that is doing something. If you don't understand, you say, you are demonic. Or if you don't understand, you say, what's the matter with you? What's this rubbish? Are you a fool? Come on, go and sit down somewhere. thank God I stepped back that night. A week after, the following week, they came to rob. They robbed this side. They jumped our place, our hostel. They robbed this other side. When the whole thing was happening in the night, all the guys in the hostel, they couldn't move. They were inside the room. The following day, they now came out talking. Pastor, didn't you hear? I knew in my spirit that probably that was what I was taking care of, and I believe it was. There are times that you take your... the Holy Spirit will take over. Just let him. He knows something that you don't know. Maybe there's something about your life that's coming up. Maybe you are going to meet someone that you're not supposed to meet. And so on and so forth. The Holy Spirit knows how to do it. But if you don't allow him, you know, because your mind is so, especially for the guys, you see, there's a way it is tailored. If I don't speak words that I don't, why would I say it? Am I a fool? No, I have to say, ikolapakayaya. You see, you're speaking with tongues. You are using it for ikaliha. Continue. Meanwhile, the Holy Ghost is trying to get your attention. While you're trying to, the Holy Ghost is interrupting. This thing you're doing will not quickly take care of the job. Let me take over. When it takes over, it becomes speed. Listen, I discovered this by working with God. When you quench, the Bible says, quench not the spirit. I'm not quoting that from my head. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 from the 19th verse. It says, don't quench the spirit. When the Holy Spirit is trying to do this, in the days that I've quenched it, I notice that I have to pray a longer period of time to take care of the same thing. That's how I learned not to quench it. When you say, it's tongues, I want to pray. You wait one thing. You would have settled it in minutes, but you will find yourself, you are praying before finally, maybe for hours, maybe for days, before you now finally settle. For those who understand how you know when you settle something, when you settle it, you know your spirit, it is now settled. But you have to learn to yield. If you are into intercession, maybe intercession, maybe you have this grace on your life for intercession, you must master this thing. You need to know it. Otherwise, you'll be wasting your time. Glory to God. Back to Romans. That's where we're rounding off today. Oh, you see, I told you, I said, especially if your tongue is short, if you don't have long tongues, you know, for some people, for many months, it's still the same short tongues they have. And that will not get a lot of job done. You need more utterance. Because as far as God is concerned, he's hearing the same thing again and again. Maybe what you have been saying is, glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. That Kalom Brahim, they say. Kalom Brahim, they say. This is what you've been speaking for months now. Glory be to God in the highest. The Holy Spirit now have to help you. When he help you, when he does this, he will help you take care of things. Because glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Alone will not take care of things. You see that? Do not take care of things. And now the Holy Spirit is trying to help you. Help you out with groanings. And the thing is coming. Is that one you want to speak? Listen, did I tell you that comic story of that man? Kale Abraham, who has been looking for a job for years. God disappointed every time. God disappointed, they would turn him down. He went to meet his pastor. His pastor said, what is going on? We prayed for you. We did everything for you. You are still not getting this job. The man of God got angry. I said, stand up. Let's pray. You pray with tongues? He said, yes, pastor. Hold hands. Let's begin to pray. The pastor took off. Then for some reason, to the ears of the pastor, he's sounding as though this guy is saying the same thing. So the pastor paused to hear what he has been saying. Hey, cool baby. Hey, baby, cool. Woo, cool baby. Hey, baby. I told you it's a comic story. The pastor said, what? No wonder you've not gotten the job. Is this the tongues you've been praying? He says, yeah, pastor. Cool, baby, we not get the job done. The pastor said, I've got to help you. I think you really need to be filled with the real Holy Ghost. And laid hands on him. And his utterance changed. Because you see, that short tongue will not, it won't get anything done. Ikombara, 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 ikombara. That's what you've been speaking for years, and you are expecting spiritual maturity. No, listen, it's a language. The same way you have to grow in your Yoruba or Igbo or English. You grow as a kid. When you started out with daddy, daddy. You moved, mommy, daddy, mommy. Even the daddy, before you started calling it, dada, dada. You see, you have to be trained. Then you move to cup, spoon. You see, you are moving. Then you begin to put this. You've now moved. You can put it in sentences. I want rice. You want rice. Ah, I want to drink water. Then you begin to move. Then you grow to the time that you can use it to rim wrap. Oh, you know, as I'm saying. Bro, you started from somewhere. You see? But that was not how you started. You know, some of us could pray with tongues that we could use it to rap. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. But we didn't start from there. You see, we didn't start from there. If I tell you my tongues, the tongues I started from, I was ashamed. The period I was ashamed. But thank God, I increased in vocabulary. There are times that you're praying with tongues. I'm talking to those of you that there are times that you're praying with tongues. It's as though another strange tongue, just your mouth is taking over. Don't say, I don't know this one. No, let me go back to. No! Continue. Flow with the Spirit of God. Oh, say hallelujah. Let's wind this thing up. Likewise, the Spirit also helped our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. It may be your loved ones. It may be you. He's making intercession. He's interceding. Next verse now. Next verse. Now, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Who is the one that searches the heart? That's God. He says God knows the mind of the Holy Spirit. You don't know the Holy Spirit has mind? God knows what the Holy Spirit is trying to fix in your life or your loved ones. He knows. And that's the reason for this. You can't understand it. No words. But the Spirit of God is trying to fix something. When that is happening, brother, stay where you are. Let it go on. When you are done, you will know. Believe. Something has happened. Something has happened. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. According to the will of God. Father, I want to work in Zenith. I want to work in GTB. God knows which one is his will, but you don't know. But you calculate with your head. I think.
I prefer Zenith. I prefer Zenith.
But that may not just be the will of God for you. But if the Holy Ghost is doing it, he will help you, we organize it such that finally is that GT according to the will of God. Some people have lived in the wrong houses. They looked at it from the house, it looked like it, but they got in trouble. And you have to understand, there are different houses. And I'm serious. There are some houses that the moment you begin to live in it, you enter into abundance. You can't explain. Doors will just be open. Listen, if you don't believe it, just believe it as I'm saying now. There are houses that are neutral. When you are living in it, you are just yourself. It's your life. You make progress, you don't make progress. They're just neutral. There are some that the moment you step in, listen, in that area, there may be problem, or they may be shouting, or they may be crying, there may be a lot of fighting there. But one thing is certain, money. That's why you wonder. I knew of a man personally who lived in extended family member. This man came there to rent. He started with one apartment, one room. He's facing my face. One room. From that one room, he built his own house. He refused to move. When somebody has parked, he rented. He discovered it. And I will tell you why it is so shortly. Just pick what I'm saying. So he stayed there. He rented his next apartment, his next room, because now God is beginning to increase him. He has built his house. He's not moving there. No matter how the landlady will say, what is the matter with you? Even park, go. The man will say, no. He's saying that. Why? He's been increased. He rented his, until he almost rented the whole line on that place. Because he discovered the secret. Some people don't know. There are some houses you live in, you are full of peace. Why is it so? There are some houses you live in, you'll be able to testify, since we've been here, hardly have I fallen sick. Because many times, listen, the importance of foundation. Sometimes, when some people are laying foundations, they call pastors. And the men of God, when they release words, words are powerful in the realm of the spirit. It depends on the words that are being released. If that man of God is a genuine man of God, he releases words at the foundation of that house. He releases words. You now notice that some things are happening. Anyone that comes there to stay, they experience this thing. And there are houses also that the moment you stay there, there's trouble, problem upon problem. There's a blood crying out. Why? There was a fight over the land. And blood was spilled. There was fight. And you know, somebody caught blood on the floor. Or they killed somebody. They covered it. They took it away. All of that. But there was blood there. But you don't know. You just came to rent house. And the place is looking so fine. You know, well painted. Say, I like this one. This one is good. You move in. Trouble starts. Glory to God. But you see, when you pray in the spirit, or the spirit of God takes over, he'll be able to tell you, don't go there. Don't go. You know. You know, he will organize it as you watch. Disappointment. Say, and is that house? I really, God, what is happening? And what is all this? I thought you said good things belong to us. Relax. Finally, next verse. Hold on. Back. Let's read it. Now he who searches the heart knows what is the mind of the spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Next, now. And we know. Can you see the "and"? It's a conjunction. You know, we usually quote this alone. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You see, all things are working for my good. No, it started from somewhere. And is a conjunction, connecting the previous verses to this one. As a result of this kind of praying, we know that all things work together. Everything, we just have to work together. Why? This kind of spiritual praying. This is called praying in the spirit. Where things are sorted out, they are taken care of. When you show up on the scene, before you showed up, everything is already taken care of. The people you meet, the way they will address you, what they will do to you, how they will accept you, how they will receive you, everything in the place of prayer. I remember one day I was going to UI. Those days I was still seeking admission. I would pray. And as I was praying one night, I was praying, Ikalabada, Martins, Holy Brother, Martins. Then I caught myself, what's Martins? Martins, I've been repeating this Martins since. Guess what? When I went there, where I went to stay, my friend that I knew there, the roommate that came there to live, his name was Martins. And you know what? When I was leaving that place, he gave me a gift that I desired for a long time. He didn't look like somebody that could give that such a gift to me. Maybe that was what I was taking care of, Martins, that gift. Locate it, bring it. You know, you don't know. And he gave me that gift. It didn't look like it could come out from him. Because this guy didn't look like somebody that had any money. You see, praying in the spirit, you don't joke with it. All your English, keep them aside. Keep all your complaining, put them aside. They've not even been doing any job anyway. So just put them aside and change to this style that I'm showing you. Because you're a Christian, you cannot be disadvantaged. If you follow the principles in the kingdom, you cannot be disadvantaged. You say, but I've never prayed in tongues for a long period of time. Begin. Stay somewhere and say, tongues straight, 10 minutes. Check your time. And say, in the name of Jesus, 10 minutes I'm here. Just tongues, pure tongues. No English. That's how you grow yourself. When we are praying, tongues, as you hear us pray, we talk. Continue, just be praying. Don't pray short tongues and then you're now looking at us. Some people, you know, when we are praying, and some they begin to look at. I don't know what they want to see. They'll be looking around. Why? I don't blame them. They've exhausted the English. They're now wondering, what are they still praying about? Is it not that short prayer point? And these, all these people are still praying. Since that we've been on this thing. You see? Somebody say hallelujah. Do you pray in the Holy Ghost? Jump to your feet now. It's time to make power available. Forget about everybody else and pray in the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Whatever posture you want to take, pray in the Holy Ghost.